This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're joined by Dr. Patrick Flynn, D.C., the founder of the Wellness Way Clinics. And as a best-selling author and professional clinician, he helps people think differently about their health, restore hope, and finally feel great. And that sounds good to me. And Dr. Flynn, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're certainly pleased that you took the time to be with us here today and looking forward to learning a few things as well. Now, tell us for starters, how did you get involved in female healthcare and create this unique approach to health?
That's always one of the biggest questions I get because all of a sudden, they think Dr. Flynn's going to be a female, and all of a sudden they show up and they're like, oh my goodness, I'm watching a male speak about female hormones. Well, it actually started about 23 years ago when I met my beautiful wife, and obviously that's what the book became such a bestseller was. She was, in a recap, she was told she could never have children. Now, she was extremely sick when I met her. She had endometriosis so badly. She's actually had ulcerative colitis, cystic acne, and cluster headaches. And she was trying to find answers from very nice doctors of all kinds, from medical to more natural people that way. So then all of a sudden I was presented with a problem, and with my background and understanding what the doctors were telling didn't make sense. So I started to dig deep into female healthcare, and I figured out some things and saw some things that not only were not being taught to women or even clinicians, but also sometimes being a little misled. So then, of course, obviously started to come up with a very different way of actually taking care of the female body. And what ended up happening was we obviously started to reverse not only her conditions, and of course now we have four beautiful girls, to the point where over the last 23 years and all of our offices across the world, I actually built my whole career just on fertility alone, and some of the most difficult fertility individuals I got to see, they suffered massively from PCOS and other major female conditions, and we had great clinical success with them. And so then obviously women started to search out what we were doing after all the IVF failures and consistent of drugs and birth controls and everything. And obviously that's how I got into it. It was based on a demand that wasn't being fulfilled out there.
Yeah, thanks for that lead-in, and that certainly sets the stage for this conversation and episode of eHealth Radio. Now, Dr. Flynn, what is the one thing you wish women knew about their hormones, which is really complicated, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. The most important thing, which I didn't realize was going to resonate with so many women. When I was 24 years old, when I met my wife, and I'm currently 47, I looked at what the doctors were doing, and I said, okay, listen, let me see your labs. And then what I did, and I'm gonna make the statement, and this can be the basis for the whole podcast, is the fact that I looked at her labs and I realized her labs were incomplete. Now, what do I mean by that? And that's a great discussion. Was when you and I as males, we're gonna have a dominant hormone called testosterone. Everybody knows that. That's second nature. Okay. Now, once again, over the years, they finally started telling guys that there's a free testosterone. But even 10 years ago, they weren't testing it. So just having an incomplete view without having both total and free doesn't give us a good picture of a man. Well, when I started to realize that women, when I talked about their hormones, the major hormone that makes a woman is her estrogen. But then here's where the story has to change. Estrogen is not a hormone. And them being misled to think it is doesn't give them and set them out to search what's going on with their body, because hormones, just like males, affect us both mentally and physically for both males and females. Well, what happened was this: when I say estrogen is not a hormone, everybody's kind of going, well, doc, what do you mean? Yes, it is. No, it's not, because if you just stop right there, I tell people, then show me estrogen on a lab. And it's not. Estrogen is a term that describes many hormones. And what I found out, if the current view 23 years ago and even today, if you're a cyclic woman, they'll measure estradiol. If you're menopausal, they'll measure estrone. But guess what happens? There's a significant amount of estrogens that they're missing. So when I measured all of them and I called the labs back in 1999 and said, can we measure this? They said, well, yeah, but why? And insurance won't pay for it. And I said, listen, I'm trying to get a complete view of the physical and mental aspect of a woman, and you're telling me you want me to judge the whole aspect of the health of a woman, or even their condition that they're suffering with, based on partial information? That's not a complete picture of a woman's body. So I start to measure all them, and to make it very simple, ladies, if you're listening to this, if you just get blood or just do urine, your testing is incomplete. You need two labs to get a complete picture of different forms, blood and urine together, to have a great picture of what's going on with a woman's body. And I started telling that to women 23 years ago, to the point where obviously people know one of my major degrees is I'm a chiropractor, which gives me a great education on physiology and biochemistry and anatomy. And if I'm going to assess how those hormones are affecting all those systems, I need a complete picture. And having a complete picture now, I found out what was contributing to their endometriosis, what was contributing to their PCOS. And there wasn't a manipulation of those hormones with drugs or birth control. Birth control by nature is called an estrogen disruptor. A hormone disruptor, including with estrogens or progesterones. But then on top of it, here's what happens. I said, what if we could restore all those things back to normal? And as we did, we started to see a reversal of my wife's endometriosis to the point where even pre and post ultrasounds continue to go back to normal, to where obviously then when we tried to have kids, now she's very fertile. And we have done that for 23 years, and that led us to doctors of all kinds, from chiropractors to NPs to medical doctors, everything, start to say, doc, that's a pretty good assessment how to take care of women. And I said, yes, but that applies to every organ system in the body. And then I realized that how they test the heart, how they test male hormones, how they test the GI, it's so incomplete. And I just want people to actually have a clear picture of how we're supposed to look at a person's body and help rebuild it. And we can't do it if we don't have the right assessment.
Well, that certainly ought to get quite a few folks excited about hearing this information. Certainly eye-opening, quite interesting as well. Now, Dr. Flynn, what can be done about hormones, for example, for those that are going through menopause?
Well, it's very simple. Okay, menopause is a very beautiful, normal stage of life. I'm going to say something that's going to grab the attention, and then we're going to talk about it. It's much easier to keep a woman healthy and stable during menopause than it is in their cyclic years. Now, it seems weird because a lot of women are very deathly afraid of menopause because of the devastating effects that happen when they transition to menopause. And it's because when you have an incomplete view of a cyclic woman from the age of roughly, could be 12, 13, 14, all the way to roughly 50 to 55, to make that transition, if those hormones are not taken care of properly and maintained at a good level, when they transition into menopause, most women's hormones are either too high or too low, which leads to a dramatic amount of symptomatology called menopausal symptoms. Here it's the symptoms of menopause. There is no symptoms of menopause. If you have symptoms during menopause, that means your hormones are too high or too low. And even when women go to menopause, our current medical system or even our natural doctors are not taught or even testing them, so they don't know what to do with them. And there's so many disruptors to hormones, and I can teach you beyond a shadow of a doubt, especially if you're cyclic years. If you have any form of stress, you better actually be doing things to support your hormone production. Otherwise, they're going to go too high or too low. And not only your cycle, fertility, mental aspect, weight gain can be thrown off, but now you get a menopause where you actually have a transition to less production of hormones. And most women are going into menopause with low progesterone and higher estrogens. And we wonder why menopause can be devastating to the point where there's even cancers, and breast cancer gets really significant after. And I'm telling people to say, listen, what if we could restore those and keep them normal on a regular basis? So when you transition from that cyclic years to menopausal years, that's a beautiful transition. And what comes with hormones, it's multiple organ systems that contribute it. If a person has mental stress mentally, it can throw off those hormones. If they eat bad, if they do any stressor, if I step on your toe and cause a trauma, there's a stressor. So the key to actually not only not putting some disruptions to the hormones, but also first finding the things that are disrupting them, throwing them off, it's key to a woman's health. And women are so dramatically more affected by stress than men. Because if I were in the studio with you right now and I attacked you, your testosterone will go up. be some mental stress to a man actually will strengthen them. Mental stress to women will destroy their hormones and make them evidently and seriously sick.
That is some valuable information right there. I'm sure our lady listeners are appreciating this and all the information shared so far. Today we're speaking with Dr. Patrick Flynn, D.C., and founder of the Wellness Way Clinics that helps people think differently about their health, restore hope, and finally feel great. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, here's a question for you, Dr. Flynn. Why don't other doctors look at hormones the way you do?
I've thought about that before, and I think what happens is their method of approaching it for any kind of resolve, they don't do. And I mean this sincerely. If you look at our current medical system, I call them the fire department. If there's some disease there that can kill somebody, thank God we have drugs and surgery to actually stop them from dying. But I mean this sincerely. The fire department uses axes and hoses to put the fire out, but guess what happens? There's some destruction through the process, and you can't rebuild a house with an axe and a hose. You need a carpenter-type doctor, a carpenter-type person that's going to say, I need to plaster nails and rebuild the stuff. And then I got to find out what triggered all your fires. See, so that's why I look at what happens in healthcare today. Everything is based on the medical approach, right? Going, I need a drug or surgery to try to fix something. And the whole integrative and natural world just says, I'm going to throw a supplement or other things at that way. Now, I'm not saying there's not great things naturally that you can use to build up your hormones. But I think what happens is we're not looking at all the stressors that contribute to it. And you're not having conversations with women or even men. For example, testosterone, if you can't watch a sporting event right now without seeing some supplements about testosterone or hormone replacement therapy, but I'll tell you, I'm going to give you the number one reason why male hormones are low. Are you ready for it?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Bring it on.
People do not realize, unless there is physical damage to your pituitary where it produces an LH hormone, to stimulate the testicle, and all the testicle really needs is a couple ingredients and some cholesterol to boost testosterone so there's no destruction, okay? And in 99% of the males, that doesn't exist, just to let you know, okay? But you're saying, Doc, right now testosterone's at an all-time low for guys. You're right, because here's what happens. If you understand hormone physiology, testosterone is not an end-stage hormone. That means it can convert into other hormones. Mainly, its conversion is into estrogens. That's why you see men today have more man boobs. One out of every 100 diagnoses of breast cancer is now males. It's at an all-time high. Yet we have more medical systems and more natural things ever in history. But here's one of the major factors. It's called aromatasing down from testosterone to estradiol or estrone. And the number one stimulant to that is sugar, is glucose. And we have more weight problems. We have more consumption of sugar in male ever in history. And so therefore, all the major supplements for testosterone replacement or injections never address and say, hey, you're stressing out your body. You're causing an increase in an enzyme that takes that testosterone that's so easily produced from you and drains it down. And that's why you see skyrocketing estrogen problems on a male, but they're not testing male estrogens because they think it's a female problem. But I can show you thousands, actually probably over hundreds of thousands of labs because we have offices all over the world now, of men's estrogens being high and testosterone being low, and they're just trying to replace it either naturally or medically. And you have to have the conversations that, guys, knock off your consumption of sugar because you're draining your testosterone level. Now, that's the major player. Is that the only thing? No, statin drugs are probably one of the biggest contributors, probably number two, because it lowers your cholesterol levels, and now you have no building blocks, and that's why if you look on the side effects of statin drugs, impotence, deficiency in hormones, and other major problems. So without the viewpoint of the carpenter, I need to take care of your house, give it what it needs, make sure you're not triggering fires, we're never going to see this. And so I speak at medical conferences, I speak at natural conferences, but I had to create a new way of looking at this. And that's why I created the Wellness Way kind of carpenter approach to how to address all these things. And next thing you know, I started with one small office in Green Bay. Now we have them from Europe to Hawaii. And it's quite exciting to actually share this kind of information that everything I just shared, you can go look up in a book, but it's not put into clinical practice like we have done it.
Dr. Flynn, exciting information. Can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us here today and share this hopeful and exciting information. If a person wants to start right now, what steps should they take to do so?
I would just say go to the Wellness Way website, thewellnessway.com, watch some videos, get in our newsletter, and here's what happens. You don't need a Wellness Way doctor to test you. You just can download the form to get tested anywhere. Testing is universal. It's not special to the Wellness Way. It's just that we're the only people that test like this because we have a method to be able to actually help restore it. So go to thewellnessway.com. It'll give you so much free information on there that you can actually watch all these videos, watch the things I'm talking about, and then actually give you a chance to take care of your own health in such a great way.
Again, listeners, it is thewellnessway.com. Dr. Flynn, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And the pleasure was certainly all ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Patrick Flynn, founder of the Wellness Way Clinics that helps people think differently about their health, restore hope, and finally feel great. And for all the details, once again, visit thewellnessway.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.